This week, my wife and I had an unsettling experience. We were out on a date, and it wasn't anything fancy. We were just there eating our food, and midway into it, a homeless man entered the restaurant, and he went up to the counter, and we were across the room somewhat, and from what we could tell, he was asking for something, asking for an empty plastic bag. And we could see that on a table at another part in the restaurant, he had dumped a bunch of his possessions on an empty table, and I guess he wanted a bag to hold all of his stuff. I don't know what else he was asking or saying, but after a few minutes of this, one of the restaurant workers started yelling, screaming at the homeless man, "Get out! Get out!" It was at the top of his lungs, over and over. And really, it was like all of a sudden being in another country. That's not what usually happens here, right? You usually would coax, you would use a calm voice, you would calmly indicate if a person will not leave, you're going to call the police, you're trespassing. You don't yell. You don't scream. But, you know, after a few minutes of this, after receiving, I don't know, maybe a dozen verbal blasts from this employee, the homeless man left. The employee cast out the beggar. Now, why? Well, perhaps maybe this homeless man had antagonized diners in the past. I don't know. Maybe in the past, this man had made a mess in the restroom and this employee had to clean it up. I don't know. Maybe the employee was just having a really bad day or a very typical day. But at this table, there's a very surprising reversal of all of that. The king has invited us, we beggars, to his son's wedding table. The king does not cast out the beggars. The king calls for the beggars to come to this table. He said in the wedding feast parable, "Go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding." So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Gather people to the table from the highways. Gather people who are out on the roads, who are on the streets. This is the kind of wedding table of the Son, Jesus Christ. He wants all kinds of people, from all kinds of places, with all kinds of baggage, with all kinds of mess. He wants beggars at his table. He will not cast you out. "The one who comes to me," Jesus said, "I will by no means cast out." So in this meal, we take bread. In our hands, it's just plain bread. But it's the finest bread. It's the bread which came down from heaven, the body of Jesus. And in this meal, we also take wine. It's a wine of bitterness. It's a cup that Jesus could barely swallow, his own blood shed for us. So when you take this supper, you say this: Jesus came to me. Jesus paid for my seat at this table. He cleansed me. He clothed me. He is the reason that I am here. Here I am because of him. And Jesus said, when he arranged this meal, "Do this in remembrance of me." So if you've come to know God the Father, if you've come to know Jesus Christ the Son as your shepherd, if you are a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and to take part of this supper. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here, you're visiting, but you're not a Christian, we are glad that you're here. We invite you to stay here with us, but don't take the supper. The supper is only for people who are in a covenant with God through Christ. But stay, remain afterwards. We'd love to answer any questions. We'd love to talk about it. Now let's pray together. Lord, come and take this bread, take this wine, and spiritually feed us with the body and the blood of Christ. We never want to forget him. We want to always be remembering him, and we want our hearts to be warmed by what he's done and our affections to lead us to change. Change in how we interpret life. Things that are scary, things that we're condemning. Now we have confidence. Now we know that we are reconciled to you and that you're committed to us. We pray, Lord, that as you come to us in this supper, more and more Christ would be built up and formed in us. Strengthen our faith. Lift up those who are weary. Give encouragement to those who are disheartened. Give joy and hope to those who are downcast. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.